truth be told, I'm a little nervous about this, Lou, because we're about to make national or international exposure, or possibly on Media Watch. We're not sure.
I hope so. It's been a while since we've been on Media Watch.
Yeah, it's true, actually. Actually, the last time
it
was
when ScoMo spoke to
that's
us.
That's right.
And ScoMo accidentally called me a bloke.
That's right, and they had a bit of a
in his defence, he hadn't spoken to that's me true. Yet. He thought Lou and Matt were two boys.
All right, so last week, this time last week, I made a relatively bold claim that there will be a federal election called by the end of this week. Why? Because the federal government doesn't have the coalition, doesn't have the numbers in the House, and you can't govern a country if you don't have the numbers, Lou.
Is that true, Matt?
It's 100% true. So we need some confirmation, don't we?
Yes. So when we had the opportunity to speak to Steve Martin, who's pre-selected for the Liberal Party to go for the seat of Indi,
yes.
We thought, hello, an insider
yep.
who might be able to fill us in. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Lou and Matt. Thanks for having me on.
Our pleasure. But I've always wanted to make it, you know, to the big time on the show, and I think that you can provide the answer here.
If this is my very first radio interview,
is it?
Matt, and I thought you'd ease me in here.
Yeah, it's
you're going to hit me with a big one straight up.
Okay. Straight up.
Here's the question: has ScoMo personally called you and said, "Steve, it's game on, mate. I'm calling an election before the end of this week. Get your troops ready. We're going for it."
Well, he has said part of that, which is he has said it is game on. And get your troops ready, but not, I'm sad to say, Matt, not that there's going to be an election called anytime soon. In fact, I hate to name drop, but I was talking to ScoMo last week when I was in Canberra, and he's pretty focused, as is the rest of the team, on a May election. So unless I think something drastic happens.
Oh, come on, Matty.
I'm a bit disappointed in that.
I've been calling him Matt Stradamus because he was that certain it was going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, nothing's impossible. When I say a long time in politics.
Yeah, it's true.
I think it's unlikely.
But how can you govern the country if you don't have control of the lower house? I mean, there was a piece of legislation that went through because the Labor Party about the Manus Island situation. And medical
intervention.
Exactly, bringing people from Manus Island to Australia for medical reasons. And it was passed by the Labor Party linking up with the Greens and Independents. How can you run a country that way?
Well, we had a whole term of minority government last time under Julia Gillard.
That's true.
So, I don't know, that theory may
did
not
that escape
may
you?
Hold up
well, though, did it?
Well... I don't know. I mean, it swings and roundabouts, isn't it, when it comes to politics? And do you know what I like about it? I want to throw it in there. To me, it indicates a true democracy. That's what, you know, what's happened is all about the fact that there are some people who disagree with the government. So it almost keeps the government accountable at all times.
It's chaos.
Well, hopefully it's only short-lived. Matt, I'm certainly hoping that after the May election, you know, I was very encouraged speaking to a bunch of ministers and Scott Morrison, that they're pretty pumped, and I think Scott's a great guy, and they're really behind his leadership, which was great to see.
It isn't actually far off though, May, is it? Even
no,
if it's
gosh, no.
The end of this week,
only like 3 months, not even like a couple of months, realistically.
Yeah. Are you nervous about it?
Well, I've been pretty busy. I've probably been too busy to be nervous about it, to be honest. I'm in the midst of doing 50 towns in 50 days. So this has been day 36. I've been everywhere I can be to meet. We were talking about before the size of Indi.
Indi's huge.
Enormous.
So where does it go from? Just to give people a bit of a perspective. So here we are, Wodonga. So where from there, how far up and how far down?
So the Murray River's the border, you know, the Great Murray Wall is the border. And then going south, it goes right down to Marysville and Kinglake, you know, which are, you know, only just outside of Melbourne, really. And then it goes across to Corryong, up the Murray, and only as far as Bremen going down
the
Murray.
It's huge, though.
Okay,
yeah,
it is. It's an absolutely huge area. Where are you off to today after you finish here?
So, off to Harrietville today.
Beautiful part of the world.
Yeah, so I'll be in the bakery meeting with community community members for lunch, which would be great. And, I mean, that's been the highlight for me. Just there's so many great people doing interesting things, you know, really strong communities. So many good news stories.
Yeah.
You know, the region's growing.
All right, now we're almost out of time. Just quickly, Cathy McGowan, of course, holds the seat at the moment.
That's right.
But she's retiring, so it really is. Who knows what will happen?
Yeah, that's right. Everyone's new, all fresh faces from all parties.
It's not a bad thing.
Yep, everyone. I'd encourage everyone to have a look at what each of the people stand for.
Definitely. Just quickly before we go too, your lovely wife, Annabelle, is a specialist physician here, a nephrologist,
right. Yes,
for those
yes.
that like the terminology. And you've got three kids?
Four.
Oh, you've got four kids. Yes. You have two little Evie as well, I forgot.
Sometimes you lose count when
they're
running
around the house. Yep. Four kids. Did you feel like you needed to up your game? Because your wife's such an overachiever, Steve. Is that what happened?
Well, it can be. It is hard to impress in our household.
And, I reckon it would be.
It's always good. My wife keeps me very grounded, which is good. But no, look, part of it is just passionate about the future for my own kids, and I think that does make you look at things a bit differently.
Yeah. All right. Great to see you. Steve Martin, Liberal candidate for Indi. Thanks for coming
in,
mate.
Thank you.